up, guys? Woo, welcome we are back. How's it going, everybody?
It's going. I'm going to answer your question. I'm excited to be here, man. It's a big day for me. And you know why?
Why is it a big day?
First off, my name is Tom. This is Gene. I got to introduce ourselves really quick. But it's a big day for me because call her daddy. Sophia Franklin, my better half, one day.
This is like Tom's fucking girl boner.
Listen, here's the thing. Yes. But she just had a post this morning. You told me about, to be honest, that I didn't even see it. You're my up-to-date Sophia news. But she's coming back. Yes, the whole call her daddy thing that happened in like May.
Yes.
Which is like crazy timing.
Those of you guys that don't know or don't give a fuck, basically... There's a very popular podcast with two really hot girls that talk about sex.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to what we do, but we're not nicer. As vulgar as them. we're not as vulgar as them, but but they're very graphic and they talk a lot about dating, right?
Yeah, they're great.
And it's one of the top podcasts
ever,
I think.
With Barstool and all
of it. Right. Barstool owns it.
Yeah.
And basically, long story short, they had a falling out, basically they split up.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, the blonde one, stayed with Call Her Daddy and Barstool, and Sophia tried to go do her own thing and failed miserably and got dropped off out of.
I think they were shopping around because they wanted more money, and Sophia's guy that she met on like Raya.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
No, that was another guy.
No.
Andrew Schultz.
Yeah, but she met this one on Raya as well, supposedly. And I gotta get on Raya.
I heard it's dog shit.
Yeah, I heard it's dog shit too. But still wanna see it. Anyway, yeah, so he was trying to like shop them around. He was a high up at like HBO Sports, and you're like, we can get you guys more money, whatever you want, TV shows, all these things. And Sophia kept pushing back on these contract deals with Dave Portnoy and Erica something from Barstool. And Alex just kind of was like, you know what, Sophia, stop. Like, we keep moving the goalposts. Let's just get this deal. It's an amazing deal. $500,000 a year each. We keep the IP after a year, which is, like, unheard of.
Right.
And Sophia's like, no, we can't do it. So it eventually blew up. Alex kept Call Her Daddy. And Sophia, no one knew what was happening with Sophia until this morning.
Gotcha. And basically, long story short, she's coming out with her own podcast.
Sophia with an F.
That's the name of the podcast. Very vulgar girls.
Yeah.
They talk about a lot of sex. They talk about anything you could picture. Yeah,
they go descriptive.
Girls talk. Basically, it's girls' locker room talk on a podcast.
Right, and they're killing it.
And when we were coming up with the idea for our podcast, we were like, you know what? We're going to be more dating, more educational, but we do want to be vulgar.
Right.
But as two guys, we can't be like, oh, yeah, bro, like, her pussy is nuts.
Hit it, bro. Finger like this.
Yeah.
Eat her out like that.
Yeah. It just doesn't work with today's culture, right?
Right.
But two girls being like, ladies, this is how you do anal sex.
The gluck gluck, the 8,000, 9,000.
Right. It just works, right? And that's why it's so popular because, like, it's entertaining for guys to listen to, it's educational for girls.
Right.
Etc.
Yeah, it gives guys the playbook on how to what their girls want and how to get a girl and all that.
Right. So I'm very happy for Sophia.
Yeah.
She has her own podcast now.
Don't like the title.
No. I think it'll be very interesting to see how it competes with Call Her Daddy because Call Her Daddy is still, that's the name that's carrying it on.
And that's what got Sophia where she is.
Right.
So what happens if those two are like guests on each other? Do you think that'll happen?
Definitely not gonna happen.
I mean,
definitely not gonna happen.
I mean,
unless all of a sudden they're friends, which I don't see it changing.
We didn't know that they hated each other for months before all the drama, right?
Right. I don't think they hated each other. I think they're
pretty damn close.
They just were in disputes about money. And basically, Sophia got too greedy and wanted to leave for a better deal, who also happened to be her boyfriend. And then Alex was like, I want more money too, but there's a contract we have to uphold.
Right. So I think based on what Alex was saying at the time, sounded like they were really beefing over money, over like tasks that Alex did all the work and Sophia did very little. So Alex got really frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just kind of, I think that started a lot of it. I think there was more behind the scenes, obviously, there always is. But yeah, I mean, that's crazy. And do you ever think that those women are extremely strong. They're extremely, I mean, forthcoming. They're upfront. They're right. Could you ever handle something like that? Could you date that, like, long term?
A girl that's very strong.
Strong, very open. Like, she's very, from the episodes that I've listened to, a lot of them, they're very unapologetic to whatever they say. Right. Extremely.
Right.
To an almost degree of like, yo.
Right.
I don't know if you could be
saying that. I think unapologetic typically has a good reputation, that word and that personality trait.
Yeah.
But when you're unapologetic and you're like, I feel like there are two types of, those two are the types of girls to like go to like someone's wedding and be like.
Wedding crashers. And
be like, oh yeah, like you guys, I remember that time like you cheated on each other. Like, they would say stupid shit. Like, you clearly know this is not the right time and place to say that at.
Yeah.
And that's kind of who they remind me of. That's also why their podcast is popular.
Right.
But I don't know. It'd be hard dating a girl like that.
Why do you think that is? But who knows how they act behind the camera, right?
Or
the
microphone, but we're just assuming their personality is their personality.
Right.
I'm going to say it's okay to date, right?
Interesting.
But I do feel like at some point it would get exhausting. To date someone like that. What do you think?
I think the lack of social awareness would be an issue eventually. Yeah. Like if, you know, like a wedding or funeral and you're at, I bet they're pretty aware. I think they put on a giant front, but let's assume that they aren't. That would be bad if it's like a very formal thing and they got to like act all proper and they're like, I don't know, taking shots and like lifting the skirt
them,
up.
Yeah,
right?
You know, I can see them like,
it's like negative shots, social.
Right, right.
Whatever.
They're at a wedding just getting blacked out.
Right.
You know,
which like, people do, but like it's gonna be like
frat boys in hot women form.
In their mid to late 20s.
In the mid to late 20s, yeah, right.
And I think Alex is like 25, Sophia's like 28. I think.
Have you ever talked to a girl like that?
A lot.
Or dated?
A lot.
Okay.
A lot. Not
Give
necessarily
me some
like
examples.
So you know this, but for our listeners and viewers, I'm very into Latino women. And Latina women are notorious for, like, being very sassy and strong and independent and all
they
those.
They got a little toot to them. Attitude.
Oh.
Toot. It's called
toot. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to keep up. So, they have a lot of toot with them. And you kind of have
little,
to learn.
That little, like, Hoochie Mama spice they got. You know what I'm talking about? Like, am I just using words that are just, like, foreign to you? Like, you've heard, like, Hoochie Mama.
Yeah. I think we got it.
Thank you. Okay, keep
Do you
going.
Like the hoochie? No. So I date a lot of that, and I go for a lot of that, and what you kind of learn over time that they all have these similar personality traits and characteristics. That these strong women, especially these are like the very work hard, keep hustle, CEO, founder, whatever, and you kind of learn how to talk to that and attract that because they will throw you a ton of shit. That's like their filtering process. I don't know if you've ever, experienced like when a girl, very strong woman, throws you shit. She's like, they'll rip on you for anything. Like they'll say, you're too short, you're fat, you're what ugly. And you just got to like take it. Because she's using that to filter you out.
Damn, that's kind of harsh.
Yeah, they go in.
You've heard of you're too ugly?
I've never gotten that, but.
I'm never gonna get
it. No, but I get a lot of like. I don't know. I like, you're too nice. I've gotten a lot like, oh, you probably only like, you could never date a girl like me. You're too whatever. You're not this. You're
too
much
vanilla. I'm
too
sure
vanilla.
You get that.
Okay.
Because you're
white.
You're white. You act very white, and you go for Latina women that typically go for men with a little more spice to them.
Okay. Well,
no, I'm serious.
It is what it is. Yeah.
This is serious.
Yeah. And, but I mean, this happens all the time. I've had girls just rip on me, and if you react really well, they will love you. And I know that's a vague statement, but what I found is if you can send that shit back without being like appearing to be too reactive, you're going to be in. I always assume when it's a strong woman, I always assume that she's really into me because that makes me feel like she's going to chase me, which eventually she will. Right. So they will send you a lot of shit. They will give you every tease you can imagine, and they'll try to cut deep. But if you're like strong and collected within you and you're non-reactive to any of it, she's gonna realize, wait a minute, this guy's actually confident. Because what happens is if you appear to be confident, she's like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. He's Why is he so confident right now?
So you're saying the way you handle it, a strong woman like that, a very vocal woman, right? Vulgar woman, is you are non-reactive to it.
Right. Because they have all of these little filtering processes that they will send at you. And you have to think of ways of, like, what would a guy, a strong dude, even if you're not, by the way, I don't have a shitload of money. I'm not super jacked, right? If I had all those things, how would they act? And eventually, over time, as you start believing that, when you get a lot of experience, real confidence comes from experience. You can't fake most of it. You can to a certain degree, but then there's gonna be a point like, bro, like, what's going on? And that's when it starts to crumble. But real confidence comes from actual experience. And especially, I've gone through plenty of Latino women. I have been, I mean, just completely torn apart by some of them. And then over time, you kind of figure it out.
Right.
Okay. I don't. What, have you had an experience like that? You don't really go for that.
Me? Well, I mean, I do.
Okay.
My preference is a little more broad than yours. Yeah. But I have typically. And typically, like I was saying earlier, Latino women like ethnic guys. They like black guys. They like Asian guys. They like other Hispanic guys, right? So I've attracted a decent amount. And I've noticed a lot of Hispanic women actually do like Asian guys.
There you go.
But I have noticed if I'm non-reactive to it, this is just my way of handling it. I'm not saying my way is right or wrong. To be honest, I think your way is probably a better way of handling it.
It's more transferable.
But if someone gives me shit, right? If we're talking and she likes teasing me or like, oh, you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right, I have to fire right back.
How do you fire back?
I cannot do the whole like non-reactive, like I'm too cool for that. Like knowing my personality, I don't back down from that.
Yeah.
So if she gives me shit, I'll give it right back.
Right.
To her,
so you have.
So let's say she says like, oh, your hands are ugly. Right? Like, sure. I don't know. Like, we're eating dinner. She sees my hands. Yeah. Like, hey, your hands are ugly. And I'd be like, yeah, I mean, they're not the best, but like, they're better than your toes. Right? So it's just an example, right?
Someone like that.
Right.
Right. You got to be aware of how she would react to it.
Right. I would have to do that. And if it's the girl and she is throwing me all this shade and she can't take it herself, then that tells me, okay. The shade she's throwing at me is out of a sense of insecurity and wanting to make herself feel better. And if she can't take the shade back, then maybe I don't want that type of girl.
I mean, here's the thing I think, too, is
that I can't burn more bridges doing my method compared to yours.
And if I were to give these guys, everyone listening, an actual technique is you always want to either, if they're going to give you shit, you want to over-exaggerate or misinterpret. Okay? Meaning, say you have really small hands or really big hands or big feet. And then you just go, you know what they say about big hands and big feet or big hands. And she goes, no, or like your dick. And you're like, no, I have big feet. Like she's going to the dick, but then you kind of like make fun of her for her misinterpretation. Or what happens a lot too is a lot of girls will think you're hitting on them and then you would send the exact same thing she's sending back to you. Like, trust me, you're not my type. You tell a strong woman you're not her type, she will claw after you. I did that a couple weeks ago. So, it's...
But then how do you turn that into... Because eventually you do need to let her know that you're interested in her. So you're going to be like, you're not my type. Oh, let me get your number? Or like, how does that process work?
I mean, what I've done a lot is like, if she's like... If she says things, comments like that, of like, she's like, you're not my type. And I'm like, slow down. I don't even know you yet. Or just like little things like that. If you assume that she's into you, you'll know the right thing to say in that moment. I think most guys, when they meet that, they either cave in or they get really reactive. Like, no, you're a dirty, like you're a piece of shit or slut, right? The terrible words. But I think if you just assume that she's really into you and she's using this as a filtering process, because most guys will not talk to her the way that I would talk or that we're teaching you how to talk to her. Because if you a beta, right? Or I don't really like the alpha and beta terminology, but a beta would just kind of submit and be like, huh, it's okay. You're so pretty. You're so whatever. But an alpha would be like, yeah, like prove it to me that you're so strong. They would challenge you in many ways. Mm-hmm. Humor, intelligence, awareness, right? Just many, many things. A beta would just say you're amazing in everything. Doesn't matter what you do. An alpha would send it back.
And that's the type of guy that a strong woman like an Alex or Sophia would walk all over.
A beta, right. They would run right over. Alex, I don't know about Sophia, but I think Alex would run right over that because she's so loud and she's so like gregarious and just right. crazy. A beta would just kind of be like, oh, can you not be so loud, please? But an alpha would be like, yeah, that's mine.
Right, right. But right. also, I have noticed that some of these like louder, like more out there personality women like more of a quieter. Sure. You know, the opposites do attract.
Yeah.
But I guess, but are you going to be, as a man, are you going to be happy being with a girl that has such a dominant personality all the time?
Right.
And you're always seen as the, I hate to use this really term, think, but like the bitch of yeah, the relationship.
Right? I understand what you're saying. And I think when you meet a Latina or the strong, any really race really of a strong woman, it's usually a front. I've never seen it be long-term. You're absolutely right. If that shit was long-term, I would walk away because I can't. That's ridiculous, right?
Right, right.
More often than not, the Latinas that I know that give me shit up front, they're the nicest, sweetest people once you get right. through that, right?
And I also have noticed that once a girl likes you, that switch goes off yeah. of, like, this bitchy, like, loud personality girl to, like, more of a understanding.
Compassionate.
It's like a 50-50 relationship, it exactly. becomes, right?
Exactly.
But I also don't know what it's like. Be like Alex and Sophia personality all the time. And there's definitely no women out there that are like that.
Yeah.
You don't think they're like that all the time?
I doubt it, man. They're human beings at the end of the day. I think they have their good days and their bad days. There's no way that's on 24/7.
Gotcha.
There's no way.
And we're not trying to make it seem like
yeah.
they're bad personalities. Mm. We're trying to say they have strong personalities. And as a male dating them, how would you combat that?
Right. And
or attract them.
Right. And again, when you work really hard on you, that oozes out. If you're working really hard on your money or your health and your fitness or your dating life, they will sense that. They will know like you're eating well. They know that you're talking to other girls, which is huge because you don't want to be like just available for just her. You want many options, right? Be very abundant with women and money. And also what you see a lot, especially here in LA, what I've noticed too, is these rich girls, very strong, supposedly, is they want guys to pay for everything. You see this a lot. Like guys will just pay for everything. I'll pay for your flight, your hotel room, whatever you want. And they think that's strong. What do you think about that? A guy with a lot of money who gives you everything.
I think it really does depend on the girl. Yeah. But I think it depends on the precedent you set from the beginning.
Okay, let's say I'm in her DMs. A lot of strong girls will be like, look who's talking to me right now.
Also, you do have to realize what your sucks, but you're competing against other men that do that. So. Right.
She's competing against other girls, though, for your attention, because you are a strong guy.
Sure. Yeah. But so if every other guy offers to pay for a dinner, are you going to not pay for it to show that you're a strong guy?
So. That's a good question.
Right?
So it's but like, but there's a severity to it, I think. Because she wants the new Gucci bag or the Louis stuff, right?
That's different.
So you're saying just for that's like a dinner, like a date.
You're talking sugar daddy no, these, status. Bro. I think if you're, you know, we've talked about this off camera before. Mm-hmm. I think as a male in today's society of like everything that these women are offered, mm-hmm. especially these LA girls and these high status girls where they're like, getting flown out to Cabo mm-hmm. on a weekend, right? Mm-hmm. If you're asking them out to a dinner and then like you're like, oh, we're splitting the tab, right?
Right.
To me, it just seems like I'd rather not do that than like come off as like a guy who's counting nickels.
No, I get that. But I think most of these guys
actually don't even take her to a dinner in the first place, sure. if that's your worry, right? Sure. Invite her over and
because
make her
you don't want freeloaders, right?
Right.
So you have to try to find your way as a strong guy to filter out, like, what is she bringing to the table? She's hot. I get it. She has celebrities in her DMs. She's getting everything paid for. You got to think, is there anything of value that she can bring me other than just, like, because a lot of these girls have very, very little, or some of the ones who want everything paid for, their personality is pretty dull. But the Alexes and the Sophias have a stronger one. And more often than not, sometimes they want to split it because they're independent women, they want to go against the social norms, right? Mm-hmm. So it's extremely circumstantial, so I can't give you like a broad phrase. Mm-hmm. But I think going back to like how to combat this strong woman is from my experience, guys who joke around a lot, they tease her a lot. They send it back like what you said. They over-exaggerate. They misinterpret a lot. They always assume that she's into her or him. And you can just see the attraction boom, because more often than not, their filtering will just steamroll everyone else.
Okay. So, well, earlier you said it was more of like a guy that like was non-reactive.
By non-reactive, I mean you're not submitting.
Then let me ask you this, Tom.
Yeah.
As a male pursuing a woman such as Alex or Sophia that is stronger,
mm-hmm.
how do you still come out in the power position?
Right?
Right. Like, what do you have to do? What's procedures?
She's going to give you a lot of shit, number one. And you have to not react to it. Like, a lot of times what girls will do is they will actually kind of prove themselves to you in a way to make you jealous. What I get a lot is like, look who's in my DMs. Wow, this guy just offered me everything. And you can go like, really? Oh, that's so cool. Good for you, right? Or it can be like, cool.
You're instantly putting yourself in the friend zone if you're doing that.
Like, really? No, it's not a friend zone thing. That's just a beta submissive doormat, right? A strong guy, like, cool. Like, I'm just going to give you nothing to work with. Like, because she's going to go, oh.
I think a better way to react would be like, cool, you want a cookie? Like, you know, can do like.
That. But
you know,
that would not work for certain kinds of girls. So, like, that's why I'm trying to be more of, like, a structured approach. Because if I give you a line, that's too circumstantial. That makes sense?
But basically, what I mean is, I don't mean, like, don't actually. Punish it. Don't literally say you want a cookie. But basically, yeah. It's like, why are you telling me this? Like, do you want me to, like, react to you in a certain way? But she does want you to react to you in a certain way.
But that's why.
If you do react that way, then.
I wouldn't do the cookie line.
You're
going to
seem like a little bitch.
I don't want the cookie line because that actually comes off reactive. If you do cool and then you look away, she's like, oh, that's weird. Like she'll answer that in her head. Because if you go, do you want a cookie? And she'll go, no, I was just showing you. Gosh, right?
Right.
That's what
right.
they'll say.
So if you say something like, cool story, bro, then it makes you look like you were insecure about it. And now you're giving her shit.
Exactly. Huh. Okay. Exactly. So that's why I always do. I mean, this happened a couple of weeks ago. Like when you're kind of like the leader of like a group. And everyone really respects you, and you're making everyone laugh, and you're telling everyone what to do. And she is aware of this. You have so much power. She has very little. And I think you can utilize that as well.
Hmm.
But which kind of like, Gene kind of like also kind of touched it a little bit. We're talking a little bit about the alpha and beta. What do you think about those two terms?
Alpha as in like.
What do you think as Gene?
Okay.
What do you think an alpha does, and what do you think a beta does? Because the reason why I asked this is because...
In front of a strong woman.
Yes. So the reason I asked this is there might be men listening to this and going, how do I know if I'm doing these things as you are saying? What are there traits? Are there charisma issues? Like something that I'm doing wrong that she thinks I'm the submissive bitch where I want to be more alpha or stronger to combat her strongness to have a shot.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think, how your interpretation of alpha
my interpretation of beta is just a guy that is very submissive, okay. A guy that's gonna, doesn't have a backbone.
Right.
He's gonna be like, hey, let's get Arby's. And she's gonna be like, hey, I'm feeling in and out. And then he's like, oh, I was feeling in and out too.
Right.
That's a beta to me.
Interesting.
Right? That okay. A guy that doesn't have a backbone. When he knows damn well that he wants to get Arby's, mm-hmm. but he wants her to just be happy,
right?
And he moves along with it.
So a simp is that like the
yeah that trendy that's, term? I simpy? Guess that's the term. Yeah, yeah. A simp. Yeah,
yeah. Because you see that a lot too. But
so you think a that's guy a beta? That comments on a girl's Instagram bikini pic and says,
"That's
dude,
mine.
You look so beautiful."
Oh yeah.
Oh, three heart eye emojis. That's a simp. Yeah. That's a beta.
Yeah, or a guy, right? Or a girl that cheats on you. You're like, oh, she's just having fun.
Now, if it's someone you're dating,
yeah.
You're not a simp.
Interesting.
Okay?
Okay.
Because you're dating her. You could still be beta. Simp is more like, well, you know what it stands for. It's like a simpleton.
Oh, is it?
Basically, it just means like you're doing whatever to get please her, aka you're trying to get in her pants, right?
Got it.
If you're already, you're like, you can't be a simp to your wife.
Right, right.
By telling her she's beautiful.
But do you think, no, but I think there are other characteristics.
But you can be a beta to your wife.
Which would make her run over time. Do you think so?
Over time, yes, probably.
Right.
Unless there's already, if the beta-ness is justified,
mm-hmm.
like, you guys are taking care of a baby together, sure. and she's like, hey, like, right? There's, like, certain circumstances right. where, like, you do want to be baby.
I think saying no is huge. Mm-hmm. Just, like...
Don't be a yes man.
Don't be a yes man for the context of having a partner. Because I think that will... Babe, how do I look? You look great. How about this? Great. How about all this? Great. Right? And right. she's like, well, do you like... What don't you like?
Right.
Whatever you like, babe, I'm down.
Right.
And, but I think an alpha is more like, babe, what are you feeling? And she goes, I don't know, sushi? Like, cool, let's go to, I don't know, a sushi restaurant that I pick. And then that's it. You make that plan, you're done, that's it. Like, oh, I don't know, what do you want to do between, like, sushi or, like, pizza, right? You give her all these options, right? An alpha would just be like, cool, done. Right.
Do you think being an alpha in life, I think in being an alpha to attract, as a man,
yeah.
to attract a woman
mm-hmm.
works well.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think being an... Some guys I meet are just, like, fucking douchebags.
Right. There's 24/7. Yeah.
And I feel like that doesn't get you very far in life.
No, I think...
You know what kind of guys I'm talking about.
I think
about.
Those are... I think that's actually not an alpha. I think there's a calmness to a real alpha. The real alphas I met who have a lot of money, very calm, beautiful women around them, they never have to prove themselves. But whereas the douchebags always feel like they have to prove themselves. So it's kind of like this faux facade... Of like a strong
What if their
guy?
Natural personality is that way? Like,
like
fighting? Yo, we're gonna go to Sushi Roku.
That's great. I know a few people who are naturally very leading, strong.
Is that
guys.
Great though? It might be great to attract a woman, but like, let's say you and yeah. I are getting. I'm like, hey, what are you feeling, Tom? You're like sushi. I'm like, all right, Sushi Roku, we're there. Uber's coming.
Yeah.
Would you That's like fine. That?
I mean,
right? So I'm saying, yeah. like, in terms of attraction, great, but yeah. like, life? In terms of life. I feel like there needs to be a balance of
and I think
empathy.
Sympathy. Yeah, the yeah. whole thing. So yeah. I think a real alpha is actually extremely aware what they're doing.
Okay.
Whereas a beta just assumes automatically deters to like the submissive route. Where an alpha is like, you know what? You picked Roku last time. I'm going to Koi or whatever. Right?
Right.
So that would be more of like, it's more empathetic and compassionate. Or I think it's a lot more strong than... No, fuck your option. We're going to this, right?
Right.
So,
right. I think to be a well-respected, well-liked human,
mm-hmm.
it's very important to have both aspects of beta yeah. and alpha.
I think so. I think so.
But in terms of strictly attracting a woman, a strong woman,
mm-hmm.
you're going to need a strong male personality type as well.
Right.
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 But also, you do need to have a little bit of qualities of... That's why... When you asked earlier, like, hey, alpha, beta,
mm-hmm.
it's I don't like to define it in the terms of alpha, beta, because I think to be overall well-rounded, you need to have both.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
So that's where I was just getting at.
I 100% agree. I think you need to show empathy, but you also need to be a strong leader.
Right.
And compassionate to people who may not be as fortunate, or you're just like, what do you want to do? I know what I want to do. I'll do whatever you want to do, which is actually a very beta move, but it's also like you're very... aware.
Right. What you can't do that we do 100% agree on
yeah.
is doing things to get a reaction, mm-hmm. a positive reaction out of them, even though it goes against what aligns with you. Is that
yes.
a good way to put it?
That's a great way to put it. You right. cannot bend your reality to whatever she wants.
Right, right.
Right. So if
like
you hate...
saying you want to go to Sushi Roku,
yeah.
and then her saying, no, we're going to
whatever.
Katana,
Koi, yeah.
or Koi whatever, and
yeah.
then you're like, okay, well, let's just go there instead. I yeah. wasn't really feeling
yeah.
Sushi Roku in the first place. That would be a
right.
that would be bad for just being a human in general.
Bro, I know guys
people
that
people won't respect you.
100%. And I know guys, too, that are like drive a girl out everywhere. Oh, you're super out of the way? I'll come grab you.
Right. Right.
You're literally the exact opposite way I'm going. I'll come grab you really quick.
Right, right.
I hate the color yellow, but she's going to paint our walls yellow. Bro, say something.
Right.
Have you meet in the middle?
Like, right, right, right.
So, yeah, man, I completely agree. And I think a lot of people listening to this, you have to work on you in really specific ways, which develops the confidence, which develops these alpha or mix of alpha and beta characteristics that will pay off big time long term. What I've learned, right?
I see.
Because you and I have worked really hard on ourselves for years. And now we're considered more leaders and we're very... socially aware, and we know how to lead when we have to, not when we just all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so we can wrap this up.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're dating a strong woman
mm-hmm.
as a male, Some of your advice was
being very non-reactive, meaning if when she gives you shit, you either bounce it off, like she could show you a ton of DMs of dudes, and you're just like, cool. You give her nothing to work with, or you misinterpret, right? Or whatever she says that you think could be misconstrued in a different way, you make it, you twist it so it's in your benefit.
Gotcha.
And then you over-exaggerate.
Okay, gotcha. Right. And then in terms of alpha beta-ness,
you mentioned a lot on mixing elements.
Yeah.
A lot of alpha, but you do need to mix in some elements of simping or beta-ness, right, whatever right, you want right. to refer to.
Understanding.
Yes. Empathy is huge.
Right. Listening. All of these things do require the basics of attraction.
Yes, 100%. And I think with the advice that we gave you, I think this is a great starting point for you guys to be on the alpha journey or whatever word you want to call it. And just start owning what you say. Stop bending anything that you believe in just so you think. She's not going to sleep with you if you keep agreeing. I can tell you that much. And especially for the strong woman. They'll run right over you. So
you might lose some because you are like, no.
Yeah.
But you will gain the respect of all of them and you will sleep with some of them.
Most of them.
Because you voice your opinion on how you felt rather than going along with what she said, which is what most guys
do. I'd rather be loved and hated than felt indifferent about. I think that's a philosophy that I grew. Because I used to be very submissive. And I grew into this more of like, I'm going to show my personality. If you love it, that's great. You and I will connect very well. And if you don't, I'll find another one. Just like, I'll be fine.
Right.
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 And I think that charisma alone will bring a lot of joy, I think. So.
Cool.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you, guys.
My name is Tom. My Instagram is Tom_CarlsonC.
I'm Gene W. Park.
Make sure, let us know what you guys think on any sort of alpha characteristics, some beta qualities that you want us to help analyze for you and some advice that we can give you guys moving forward. So thank you so much. Make sure to like, comment, share it, do all those crazy things. We love you guys.
Peace.